Okay, it's the 13th of September 2010, and we had a relatively good day today. Bit of a line in the morning, but I still woke up about 8:30, something like that. No, I think I've just had enough sleep recently, which is okay. Still thought it was going to rain quite a bit today, but again, it's been quite good. Bit of drizzle this afternoon, but not too bad. We did bits and bobs this morning, and then at lunchtime we went to Basingstoke. And we had a little wander around there for a little bit and some lunch there, and then we went to see Toy Story 3D, which was really good, and first film we've seen in 3D as well, so that was quite cool. And we've kept the glasses as well, just some memento. But a lot of it was very good, but it was quite dark about two-thirds the way through. It was quite scary, even for small kids. I thought it was quite scary, and blazing in furnace, stuff like that. You know, the toys about to melt their faces off. I just thought that was a bit flipping full on, to be fair. But it all ended nice and happy days, and just like the usual Toy Story thing, really. So that was good. And then after that, we came home, got a bit of dinner ready, and then Claire and Ray were coming over. Saw them, had a bit of chat for a little bit, and then she started talking about documentaries and things, and I don't know how it came on to 9/11, but I guess because September 11th, a couple of days ago, she started talking about that. And then we ended up watching the documentary 9/11 in 102 minutes, which goes for like blow by blow, minute by minute, how it actually planned out the series of events. There's no people sort of doing spin doctor thing. There's nothing like, this is what they thought happened. It is literally footage from around 100 different eyewitness accounts from different perspectives, in a timeline of how it went. And it really does open your eyes to how it really was on literally ground zero, and when it all kicked off and when the towers went down as well. So yeah, that was quite hard to watch. Not something you watch that often, but once the blue moon, and it just puts it all in perspective, really. And so that was quite educational, because Claire hasn't seen it before, so that was all good. After that, we watched the In-Betweeners, so a completely different shift, and that was really, really funny. And they're back on form again, and I believe there's going to be a film in the future, so that'd be something to look forward to in the cinema as well. So that'd be hilarious. But no, it's a good start for their series 3. So now it's getting just after 11 o'clock in the evening. It's time to just get yourselves ready to bed, and then it's back to work. Be the first week we've had full for a while, so back to work normally, and should be interesting. So I better go. Goodbye now.